This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the official opening. The opening bell is kind of like going to Wall Street. The opening salvo. The opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The nation's official look. And, well, actually, it's not looking. Well, you can look at talkers.com, the website, or djvshow.com website for the list. But we have the audio so you can hear all about it. Hear ye, hear all about it. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and the town crier for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the list. I'm Doug Steffen. Why are you chuckling?
Yeah. Well, I mean, words like ye, you know? I mean, think about how the English language changes so quickly. Hear ye, hear ye. We laugh at it, but, you know, extra, read all about it. Hear ye. Yep. We interrupt this broadcast. Breaking news. It's all the same.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So you can take that. Do you want to hear ye, or do you want breaking news?
I'm going back to hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah, because breaking news is getting old.
Breaking news is boring.
Boring. It is.
You know, we interrupt this broadcast means something big is coming. Breaking news means they got another page on a story that's been dragging on for the last 20
hours. You know what the breaking news was? The soldier from Afghanistan who came home and captured the alligator in his rubbish barrel. Did you see that?
That's breaking news.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
I've got to tell you one thing. For people who live in the South, they have to be careful of those alligators. That really is a problem.
Have you ever confronted one walking out the front door in Jupiter?
No, but one night I was walking back from... I was out, I went to the supermarket by foot because I didn't have my car. So I had to come back. It was dark and I'm carrying two big grocery bundles walking along a creek where there were no lights. It was dark. And I have to tell you, for the mile or so that I had to walk that particular place, I was terrified at the possibility that all of a sudden one of them critters is going to jump out of the swamp and bite me. It didn't happen, but it could, so.
It's all good. All good.
Okay, yes. Here we go. Number 10, the conviction of R. Kelly. What a fascinating case. What a horrible person he seems to be.
But just as an aside, how is it that a judge says, well, you get 10 years to life? Huh? The guy should be in jail for the rest of his life. No questions asked with the list of things that he got away with. Mm-hmm. And so, who ever heard of a 10 years to life sentence? Have you ever heard one?
I don't know. I hear all kinds of crazy sentences.
Not even on Law and Order. By the way, that's coming back. Did you see it?
I never knew it went away.
The original Law and Order that went away, and now they're going to bring it back.
I mean, there's so many different variations of Law and Order. Law and Order, Special Crimes Unit. Law and Order.
Get them while you can. Okay.
You know what Law and Order has really been in the industry? It has been a wonderful, wonderful source of income and work for New York-based actors.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all do it.
Everybody's been on that show.
Remember when we used to have our... we used to go to that hotel that's in Chelsea... Down at the end, down almost to where 9/11 took place. You remember that hotel we went to for the conventions?
The Embassy Suites.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, pretty much kitty corner across from that on the other side of whatever is that, the FDR Drive, not on that side, whatever that highway is that's on the...
It's the West Side Highway. It's the Henry Hudson Parkway. It's called the West Side Highway, but its official name is the Henry Hudson Parkway.
Right. So if you go into Chelsea... There are a couple of huge warehouses there that Dick Wolf bought and converted for all the Law and Order shows. So all of the scenes are shot in these two big buildings. And I remember once during our convention, I remember talking about this, I walked over there at lunchtime, and all the actors from all of the shows were outside in a food truck getting lunch. It was extraordinary. I remember talking to Chris Noth. That's when I first started to like him. because he was so personable and so friendly. It was just kind of one of those cool things. All right, it has nothing to do with.
Did you get to see Sam Waterston?
Waterston was not around. No, but he's coming back.
And another one, Jerry Orbach.
I saw him. I met him at the Friars Club when I had dinner there one night because he was the president of the Friars Club. And he was very affable, walking around with bourbon in his hand or not. But he was wonderful, warm. Hey, what are you doing here? And he knew the guy I was with, so they had a lot of, it was nice. It was fun. Good.
Okay.
All right. Meanwhile.
All right, so here we have now the top 10 episodes of Law and Order.
Law and Order, right.
I've lost my train of thought. R. Kelly is at 10. Number 9, abortion and climate change. Number 8, race relations and voting legislation. And number 7, we have a three-way tie between the January 6th investigation as they send out more subpoenas, the Trump election fraud claims, the situation in Arizona kind of fizzled on them, and the new Stephanie Grisham book, which is fascinating. At number 6, we have crime tied with homelessness. At number 5, immigration reform. At number 4, the Afghanistan testimony the big generals spoke to the Senate. At number 3, the economy, and that includes a lot. At number 2, the Biden budget debate tied with the potential government shutdown, which was just averted at the end of the week. And at number 1, we have COVID-19, still the top topic, vaccines, boosters, masks, mandates, and politics. Real quickly, through the top 10 people, R. Kelly at 10, Stephanie Grisham, former White House press secretary who wrote the book at number 9, Janet Yellen at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at number 6, General Mark Milley at 5, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell at 4, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin tied at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. Crazy week, tough week for the Democrats in Washington.
Okay, so I, because I appreciate and respect your point of view, you're always very measured when you think things through the real issues here. So I would like to have a moment here on number 5 from the people list and your thoughts about General Mark Milley. Is he a traitor? Has he committed treason? Is he a smart guy, good guy? Was he helpful? What's your read? And as you've listened around to some of these talk radio programs that you monitor, you and the staff, because that's how you come up with a list, what do you make of all of the one side or the other stuff regarding General Milley?
It's political. If you are of a mind that Donald Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened and you support Trump, then he is a traitor. He committed treason. He went against the wishes of the President of the United States. Fundamental scary thing when the military defies the civilians who are in charge of them. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you believe that Trump was leading an insurrection, and if you believe that Trump is the traitor and the danger, then in fact he's an American hero.
I don't think Trump was a traitor. I think he was a lot of things, but I don't get that he was a traitor.
You're asking me now for the most fundamental core opinion I might have about
yes.
the political divide.
Yeah.
Do I believe that Trump is a traitor? No, I believe that the issue of whether Trump is a traitor is a hot issue that we're debating in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Here's a fabulous example of why News Talk is so rich. Because you can take any number of these things. Like, we went from R. Kelly to all this other stuff, and we spent a minute or so on that. But you can connect the dots here if you're clever, and a good talk radio host can bring out a lot of things. Because we've been talking about immigration reform. We've been talking about crime. We've been talking about January 6th. Talking about race relations, all of that stuff, for a long time. And yet, it stays there because the good hosts keep it cooking, because they come up with different angles that'll keep people listening.
It's certainly been the case with immigration reform.
Yeah.
Immigration reform would, if it weren't for talk radio and then Donald Trump jumping on the bandwagon and exploiting it, there would be no conversation in the media today about immigration reform. And it is a vital topic, vitally important topic.
Well, wasn't the fair hold their feet to the fire thing
this week
in Washington?
Yeah,
Did you go?
No, this is the first time I didn't go. But yeah. I was there in spirit. I was interviewed over the telephone, believe it or not, at a live event. I'm saying, what do you want me? But I'm kind of a part of it. It was a very successful installment of it in spite of COVID, and they moved it out of the bowels of an old hotel to the rooftop of a building next to the hotel. They had 60, as it turned out, they had about 60 to 70, I'm not sure the number, hosts from around the country on a radio row talking to a ton of guests about immigration reform, and it was set up on the roof of a building in the open air so that it would lessen the chances of COVID.
I remember the last one I went to, Stephanie Miller. You know, I did my morning program and I get up, and she came in to do her program using the same spot where I was. And she looked at me and said, "Darling, will you please go get me a wastebasket?"
That was better. She called you darling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Here's a reminder about the great products coming from a great company with great Americans working to make MyPillow, to make all the products that are there, the mattress toppers, the towels, I happen to like the slippers. That's the latest thing that I have gotten. But they have their new weighted blankets that are great for wintertime. They've got dog beds, you name it. Look at the catalog at MyPillow.com and then use the DJV code to buy the products and enjoy from 30 to 65% off, 60-day money-back guarantee, all kinds of warranties, and you can wash and dry everything in that catalog. So check it all out. Enjoy the things. Now that we're getting into the fall, want to warm up a little bit, maybe need some new blankets, there you go. They're all at MyPillow.com. Everything, everything, everything made in that plant in Minnesota. 100% in the USA. That's why I like it as much as anything else. Plus, it's good stuff. MyPillow.com. Go there. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box there. Enter DJV for all of the promotions. You buy one, get one free. Current deal on the Giza Dream Sheets, for example, but all kinds of other things. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of September 27th to October 1st, as we enter into the last quarter of 2021. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen, heralding the beginning, not of the Halloween season, not of Thanksgiving, but of the radio stations who this week converted to Christmas music. How about that?
I'm sorry to laugh.
But no, it's like, I bring that up because we were talking about the, you know, four or five things that are on the countdown story list that have been around for a while, and how do you take a new approach to it? And so, in terms of Christmas music, it may be a great idea now, but it's like the 80s stations, and I don't mean to be too much inside radio or inside baseball here, but the 80s stations are sort of falling back. It's back to country and news talk being the number one because they play the same music over and over and over again, and there's a burnout factor, isn't there?
And plus, well, music radio also faces tremendous competition from exotic media, you know, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, smartphones. People put together their own playlists. There's not as much music discovery going on anymore.
What music discovery is?
Music discovery is a penchant for finding new music, new artists, and new trends. Mm-hmm. And that was something that defined our generation. We lived every week for the new music, for the new trends, for what would come out.
And, what does it take to make 40, a hit record? Remember that?
Right. Now you hear basically, Taylor Swift's new record is music discovery.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot happening in terms of a relationship between young people and pop music.
Okay.
And that's the problem.
Is that the equivalent on the news talk side of podcasting? Is podcasting the same thing to talk radio as the things you were just describing, the music, the music discovery to music radio?
It could be, but it's not. Talk radio has used podcasting much more effectively as an extension of its brand than music radio has used streaming or online adjuncts to its signal to increase its music brand. Music radio has not been creative in that regard.
So how do you look at... Do you listen to podcasts? What podcast might you listen to? I'm just curious. I don't know the answer to that. I don't listen because... I don't listen. I mean, I listen to my own once in a while. But what do you listen to in terms of podcasting, if anything?
I listen to just know what's going on out there. I obviously listen to my own podcast. I find it fascinating. I get a lot of information from it. But I am
MHInterview.com, by the way, is the
thank you. MHInterview.com. I'm more tuned into, for my personal tastes, the visual podcasts that exist that are not called podcasts. They're called videos. Mm-hmm. And I'm very into the soundtracks of YouTube videos about subjects that I find interesting outside of pop culture. I follow astrophysics. I follow philosophy, things of that nature. So I like the audio tracks of videos on YouTube, and I listen to that.
Do you follow my podcast? The exclusive one is called Zodiac Magic, all about astrology and psychic stuff. You listen to that?
I can't say I follow it, but I certainly have listened to several of them. You know, I don't know what follow means.
Listening. There's a plug, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in astrology and stuff you wouldn't hear anywhere else, astrology and psychic stuff, that's the place to get it. And I would like to have more of that stuff in the top 10, but customer preference. People listen. A lot of people listen to that stuff, but it never makes it into the "quote unquote" mainstream, right?
Well, it doesn't make it into the mainstream of news talk radio. I mean, you know, the talk radio countdown show focuses on stations such as the one that people are listening to now, and that is politics is the main topic, not the only topic. And politics is not the main topic of politics. That could be spread out.
Yep. 28 past. Alitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill was delayed late Thursday night as leaders on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue continued to negotiate. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, said it's an absurd way to do business to be negotiating a multi-trillion dollar bill with a few minutes before a major vote, with virtually nobody knowing what's going on. That's unacceptable. End quote. The frail economic recovery in the United States received another jolt Thursday. As inflation continues to hit Americans with higher prices, weekly jobless claims expected to drop actually increased 11,000. It's a third week in a row the numbers have negatively impacted the economy. Folks in Jacksonville, Florida heard a loud explosion Thursday night and something fiery shoot across the sky. An explanation has been found. The SpaceX Dragon capsule came back to Earth and broke the sound barrier. It was also heard in South Georgia. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Let's get some more details on the spending bills being tossed around in Washington this week. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Senate parliamentarian said Wednesday that Democrats' Plan B to include amnesty for illegal immigrants could not be included in the sweeping social spending budget reconciliation bill. Democrats had sought to adjust the green card through registry date, most recently set at January 1, 1972, during the Reagan administration in 1986 to 2010, granting a pathway to legal permanent residency to illegal immigrants who can show they came to the United States before 2010. This $3.5 trillion bill includes everything the liberals have always wanted, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explained to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare. And we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it. Robust climate action. Renewable energy. All of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, a.k.a. the Reconciliation Bill.
A group of teachers on Thursday filed an emergency request with the Supreme Court asking justices to block New York City schools' COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Lawyers for the plaintiffs says it threatens the education of children. Thousands of teachers will lose their jobs when the order imposes punishment at 5 p.m. today. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The first weekend of October, our focus is the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the story list and the people list. Other than General Milley, all of the attention the Democrats have focused on Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. That's an interesting twist, isn't it? When you think about it, you said something at the beginning about how disjointed the Democrats are. Politics in general is all disjointed. When are we going to learn our lessons here, I guess is the question.
We're not. We don't learn. It just goes on and on. Same mistakes over and over. Terrible.
Well, we'll never see the light of day again?
hopefully the light will break through, you know, without without us understanding why.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good situation. The partisanship and the divide and the lack of compromise and civility is just crazy. The United States cannot exist.
It can't. So to what end? How are these people, these phony balonies who call themselves patriots, what does that even mean?
Well, people who call themselves patriots are scoundrels, wrapping themselves in the flag.
Right. Yeah.
And moralists of all types are often the ones to be the most distrusted, which is confounding, because you'd like to believe that what a person says is what's in their heart. But quite often what a person says and what a person really is about are very different things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't judge a book by its cover. But no, scoundrels have always disguised themselves as people of God and people of the flag and patriots and the church. And in fact, you know, some are. I'm not knocking those institutions.
No.
I'm knocking the hypocrites that hide behind them to be able to...
get caught with their pants down, in a sense. I mean, what was more hypocritical?
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, number 6 on the people list this week, going to that Met opera thing, dressed to the nines, on a dress that must have cost $100,000, and yet she's the champion. Don't you have to kind of wear, if you're the champion of the people who are downtrodden and poor and need help, don't you need to play that role, or does that...
In other words, what you're saying is she's not being a good phony. She's if she were to wear the costume, that
right,
would make her better.
Some dodgy old looking thing. Yeah, that would make her.
That would make her more honest.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, obviously her followers believe her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the irony too. The disconnect between leaders and followers. Come on, let's look at the big one. And I don't mean this to be a political statement. It's just a human nature statement. Many, 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 many of the people that love and support Trump, he wouldn't give them the time of day.
No.
They're not his kind of people.
No.
But the irony, the Trump family loves the elite that they claim to hate.
Yeah.
They want to be them.
It's for show. That's the thing. So if you looked at all of these people on the list this week, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Sinema and Manchin, Mitch and Chuck, Millie, AOC,
Nancy.
Chuck, yeah, any of them, are they honest? Are these people honest? Are they the people that you'd like to sit next door? I'm going to an event tonight honoring a great friend of mine who passed away a couple of years ago, fought cancer for 3 years and lost. Mm. Great guy. So they're naming a building after him, a school. And I'm going to that event tonight. And I was thinking about how, because he wasn't political when he was elected, and because he didn't get a lot of things done his first year, he decided he would figure out how to make the people who were the power, the Speaker of the House and others, chairman of various committees, his friends. And he was a genuine guy, honest as the day is long, true blue to his liberal feelings and tendencies, but he worked with everybody and helped a lot of people get things done that they might not ever have been able to get it done. And you know, you look at him and I think about how honest, and that's why I asked the question. I was just thinking about him in my mind. His name was Chris Walsh, fabulous guy. And so he made it work. And so you look at these people and he was honest about it. And so I look at these people and I wonder, I mean, I don't know, we've all at one point in time talked to most of them doing this for a living, but you know, what are they honest? And do they have to be? Or do they, does the job require that they not be honest?
Well, I would think that, first of all, there are many, many honest and decent people in the world. I think that more people are honest and decent than are.
I agree.
Dishonest and
yep.
indecent. So I want to point yep. that out. However, when you're talking about a field like politics, it's not conducive to honesty. The systems that they operate within, the kind of people that are attracted to it, and the nature of trying to put together core audiences and coalitions of voters and deal making and getting things done and appealing to people is full of the need, I guess, to be dishonest, to stretch the truth, to say one thing to one group, another thing to another group. And so it's not really a reflection on the general state of humanity. It's a reflection on these particular institutions and the kind of people that go into them, sometimes for the right reasons. But it's very hard to make your way up the ladder of political ascension without being dishonest and without playing politics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's this Kyrsten Sinema. If you trace her back, her roots go all the way back to being one of the most liberal. She was left of AOC. And now she's the person who's the moderate the moderate stumbling block to the Democrats having their agenda passed. What happened? God came down to her and told her the way? What changed over the years? What changed over the years is her political opportunism. And in Arizona, the Republicans love her. She's a Democrat. And the Democrats hate her. And she's figured out a way to make a balance where she's staying in power.
Yeah.
She's shrewd. She's shrewd. It's all shrewdness on display, not suddenly a revelation that she sees the world differently. Her core values have changed. No. She's a politician.
Mm. Yep. I maintain that all of them should wear sport coats, like the guys at NASCAR, with the people who've given to their campaigns. The contributors should be listening.
They should have bumper stickers.
Yeah.
They should have logos.
Exactly.
Could you imagine? Yeah. That's hilarious.
You know, you and I were talking about commercials off the air a few minutes ago, and it's been rattling around in my brain because they're an important part, the so-called endorsement commercials of talk radio. What made me come back around to it was thinking about what we said regarding a couple of different hosts. I just was looking on social media, and I saw something on Twitter about Sean. This lady, her name is Amy somebody, I don't remember, it's not important. Sean needs to be taken off the air for using weapons of mass disinformation. You hear this kind of stuff all the time from various corners. He should be off the air. And no, he shouldn't be off the air. He should be able to say what he wants. And that even goes to how you do ads, right?
I think free speech is one part of that equation, but also free speech comes with the ability to get negative blowback. Mm-hmm. So actually, demanding that somebody be taken off the air is an expression of free speech. free speech goes in many directions. I do believe we are obligated to give good information. I really do. But that doesn't mean somebody disagreeing with your point of view, immediately claiming you're a hater or claiming it's misinformation or disinformation. They just don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out what's the difference between something that is clearly a lie versus people who mean well but are wrong. The difference between being wrong with good intentions or being a liar with the intention to deceive. That's where we have to really focus our scrutiny on this. I do not think Sean Hannity purposefully goes for disinformation.
I think he means well,
but I don't think he's always right.
Yeah. No, I don't either. Joe Walsh, who's a fellow that was a congressman, then he became a talk host in Chicago, and then became syndicated for a while, said recently, quote, "I come from the world of conservative talk radio, and it pains me to say it, but I can't think of anything doing more damage to our democracy these days than conservative talk radio." And here is that statement reminds me of what some of the fellows that unfortunately have passed who are doing talk radio said about the COVID vaccine. You can't take them, they're no good. And there's that sort of thing. So are we doing all of this stuff? We're kind of like the Republicans and Democrats eat their young. Are some of the people that are talk radio hosts sort of eating the young on the air, we're nipping at the heels of our own bodies with this sort of thing? Yes or no?
All kinds of devastation and destruction comes from free speech and from democracy. You got to learn to live with it. It's untidy, but it's better than the nice, tidy law and order that comes with fascism.
Speaking of law and order, did you see they're going to revive the original law and order with Sam Waterston? That's a top 10 item in the world of entertainment this week.
I had no idea that that was happening. We need to break, but we come back and we'll tell you about my short-term memory loss.
Oh, yeah, really? I want to hear about who you interviewed this week on the MH interview. That's coming right up here.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years. I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins. They're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
On the Michael Harrison interview this week, we talk about law and order, right? Isn't that what the focus is?
Law and order? I never heard of that.
Okay, anyway. Joe,
so I went
Garner.
To the doctor to have a test for short-term attention span. He said, I'm fine. Then he tested me for long-term attention span. He said, I'm fine. And then he tested me for short-term attention span. He said, I'm fine. Go on.
Yes, please. All right, now Michael Harrison interview this week. Joe Garner, who's he?
He's a broadcasting executive, a journalism history guy. He made the book, We Interrupt This Broadcast. Now he has a podcast about it. And we talk about those where were you moments as we all grew up, you know, the landing on the moon, the Kennedy assassination and all that, and the role of broadcasting and bringing it live into our heads.
You know what I'm shocked about?
MHInterview.com.
It's a great interview. Why it hasn't been, why this book has not been written yet? I think that was the genius on his part. Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff in there. So, Michael Harrison interviews Joe Garner, MHInterview.com. You can find it also at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three past the hour now. It's time for us here on the DJV program to entertain ourselves by listening to Chuck Curry, who's in charge of movie news. It's movie time, and the things that are coming out this weekend, plus Scarlett Johansson gets her settlement and rips Disney a new one, plus Daniel Craig on being James Bond after this.
My grand opening is tomorrow. Can I get custom posters printed today?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need to promote my new curbside pickup service.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
In part as a result of the pandemic, spending on home renovations grew more than 3% to nearly $420 billion, according to a new report from the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies. A 2020 survey from the Research Institute for Cooking and Kitchen Intelligence shows that 78% of homeowners are planning a kitchen project in the coming year and would rather renovate than move. 60% of those surveyed feel that now is a good time to invest in their homes. This is significantly higher than average. Nicole Catchett, a homeowner, quickly realized their 20-year-old kitchen needed some help.
Everyone goes into the kitchen, whether we're cooking, eating, or entertaining. We wanted to make our kitchen more open and friendly, modernized with a big island, all new premium appliances, and lots of seating. We know Miele kitchen products are top quality that will carry us through, and with their great technology, design, and craftsmanship, we won't have to buy appliances again.
People are eager to invest in home improvements, both for enjoyment now and return on investment. For kitchen inspiration, go to MieleUSA.com.
Aha! Time for a moldy oldie goody goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled themes. And here's Chuck Curry to engage us in while we're listening to the Honeymooners. Chuck, are you taking a nap?
Oh, I am here. I just wanted to let the music play, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very soothing.
Yes, it is. Very nice.
We play that music because The Honeymooners premiered this day, October 1st, 1955, ran for 39 episodes for one season. Those episodes are great. I guess Jackie Gleason had a dispute with the network, so they canceled it. But those 39 episodes live in infamy. I originally watched The Honeymooners when it was in syndication on WPIX, Channel 11, out of New York.
To the moon, Alice! To the moon!
I believe it aired every night at 11 p.m., and I thought it was a great, great show.
They had so few episodes, they just kept playing them over and over and over and over and over again.
And they're perfect episodes and with a great cast. But the one thing, what you just said, to the moon, Alice, let's be honest, his vocabulary and the way he spoke to his wife, that would not fly.
Wouldn't happen today.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely.
That was, by the way, the reason he held
his fist up. He held his fist up to her. Everybody realized it was just, you know, a metaphor for, you know, marriage is not easy, but it wouldn't. There's no way that content, the way that played out, would air like that.
And that's why they called it The Honeymooners, because the theme was about sending Alice to the moon. Had nothing to do with, really, a honeymoon. It was The Honeymooners, send her to the moon. Yeah.
And
right,
as good as, you know, Jackie Gleason, Art Carney was awesome on that show.
Oh, yeah, he was. Very, very good. Jackie Gleason was such a talented guy. You know, he led an orchestra in Miami for 25, 30 years.
Oh,
yeah, see, you can check that out. All right, Scarlett Johansson and Disney have reached a settlement. She gets $24 million, and Disney gets to put their tail between their legs and go away because they don't need the bad publicity, and she had them dead to rights.
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess, listen, most people in the general public could care less. I mean, most people are trying to make ends meet, and she's fighting for an extra. I think they paid her $20 million up front, so she's going to wind up getting.
Yep.
She's going to wind up getting what, $24 million
more
for a movie.
$24 million on top of the 20 she already got.
Right. I said right. So 24 plus 20, that's $44 million to do a motion picture. And yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, box office today, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, the Sony superhero movie starring Tom Hardy and Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson plays the villain, expected to open in the $50 million range. The original Venom did around 80, still they're going to take 50. And then there's The Many Saints of Newark, which is a prequel to The Sopranos. It opens in theaters and also day-to-day today
on
HBO.
You want to see that movie?
Yes,
I kind of want to see it, too. Yeah, I was not
I love
the Sopranos.
Sopranos is one of my all-time, in my top 10 all-time favorite TV shows. Yeah, very much.
I didn't like it, but I would. This movie looks like it would be good. And then there's Zero Contact with Anthony Hopkins. It's going on to something called Vuele, V-U-E-L-E. Whatever the heck that is.
Well, nobody's going to be seeing that.
No, that's too bad, because Anthony Hopkins is fabuloso. All right, Chuck, have a good.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.